Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes, Joe Wechter in for me, I guess, because I'm here. Working out. It is Eagles Radiothon Day. 2 days, today and tomorrow till 5 o'clock tomorrow. So many awesome items for you to bid on. Plus, we're talking Phils. Are they back? Back to the phones. In a few minutes, we got Jake Elliott coming up in about 10 minutes to talk about his item. And we have, again, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, Ryan Hammond, in with us again. Ryan, how you doing? Nice to see you again.
I'm doing great because our numbers are jumping right now.
I'm talking
so
about.
Congrats, guys. You guys are doing an awesome job. Our listeners are doing an amazing job. But, you know, over $20,000 in bids since we started. We're at about $180,000 raised so far. Our shirts are, you know, being ordered. So if you didn't order the Kylie and Jason Kelce,
no big deal.
Designed Radiothon shirt, you should get it now for $30. It's a great way to be involved, even if you're not in the action of the bidding. And yeah, we've had some items like popping off, like the Mean Greet with Jeffrey Lurie.
So
we didn't even promote it.
We even talk about it. Oh, but as can I just say, as it should pop off. I mean, this is a hangout with Jeffrey Lurie thing. Like, yes, it should be a big item. What's going on with that item right now? And what is that item? Because we have not talked about that, like the specifics to get to hang out with Jeffrey.
So when we started this morning, it was at $5,000. So there was definitely interest in meeting Jeffrey and touring the NovaCare complex, but it's now approaching $10,000. And maybe it's a credit to the fact that we shared that he's the vision behind Eagles Autism Foundation, that it's his personal connection that, you know, is a voice for the 1 in 36. So if that's the reason, that his connection to the cause and his inspiration, amazing. But if it's because you want to come to NovaCare and meet Jeffrey and talk to him about the team and get an awesome photo op, great for your profile picture on social media, keep bidding.
Yeah, that's really great for that. And also you just get to hang out with the owner of the team who is involved and knows what's going on. He's been here for a long time and like so many questions that he can answer for you.
And he
really neat experience.
He is so passionate about our team and our players and just obsessed with like every single detail. So he's so fascinating to talk to, whether it's about football or if it's about his work in the community. It'll be a great experience for anyone who is our lucky winner.
Now, one other thing, I've been informed that the legal team
has,
we've actually got the legal team to react today. What happened?
I'm going to give a shout out to Marla Axelrod. I ended up getting a text from Marla. She is Vice President of Legal Affairs for the Eagles. And she's like, hey, that was probably a really good idea mentioning the
NDA,
you know, the NDA when it comes to Dom.
That's so funny.
So if that doesn't intrigue you for what the day with Dom could be like, I don't know what does. Because, like, if legal's reacting to be like, hey, like, yeah, that's
good
a great
thing
idea.
You mentioned that.
Like, I was joking, but no, definitely you need to sign that.
So that's the cool thing. Like, who knows what you could find out? Like,
you
that's the point. You will be, like, legally, like, you can't say it.
Legally guarded information.
Like,
and
that's what we all want.
That stuff. You know that he knows so much that it's just going to flow. Like, his world is a world that's massively different than ours. He sees these guys every day, all day, and there's just no hiding it. There's his experience is really fantastic and, like, outlandish, these guys. He gets to see the inside scoop and share it. With you.
And here's what I'll say. I've worked for the team for 3 years. I've hung around Dom. Dom's a storyteller. Like, Dom will tell. And now that you signed the NDA, he knows he can tell you stories.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's the beautiful thing. So he can just tell you what's going on. So the really, really, really awesome stuff today. Ryan Hammond, Executive Director of Eagles Autism Foundation. Again, get your bids in EaglesRadiothon.com. I have three ways for you to bid. EaglesRadiothon.com for the overall bids, the auction items. We're going to continue to tell you about them. If you just want to bid $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford, you just want to contribute. Again, 100% of the donations straight to the Eagles Autism Foundation for innovative autism research and care programs. 53209. If you text MORNING to 53209, you can just donate immediately. And again, EaglesRadiothon.com. Again, we mentioned those t-shirts. If you just want to spend $30, bang, you get an Eagles Radiothon t-shirt designed by the hottest couple in Philadelphia right now. That's for damn sure. Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
The Delco royalty.
They really are. I mean, they're like American royalty right now. You could donate $30 to purchase it right away. Place your order available for a limited time. So get on it now at EaglesRadiothon.com. Ryan, we'll check back in with you a little bit later.
Sounds great. Keep those bids coming.
Keep the bids coming. Again, it's for an awesome, awesome cause. And again, 100% of the donations go to the charity. That is a really unique thing and an amazing thing. So get on it now, EaglesRadiothon.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Jake Elliott. He's going to call in to talk about his item for the Eagles Autism Charity. And also, we'll talk to Jake about the upcoming season. Let's go back to the phones. In the meantime, talk to Dave in Maryland. What up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, Dave.
Good. I just wanted to touch on the Phillies. I don't want to say that they're back just yet. I kind of want to see how they're going to do against, you know, see how they do today with the Astros, see how they finish that series, and then also see how they're going to do with the Braves. You know, the Braves always give them a tough time. But then also with the upcoming schedule, they kind of have some middle-of-the-road teams. And they just have to lay the hammer down.
Such a good point, man. You're right. And including a team like the Mets, who are not necessarily middle of the road. They're maybe slightly better than middle of the road. But you got some games coming up with the Mets. Like those type of teams, you got to take advantage of, and you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Exactly. Especially in September, heading into October, build that confidence up. You know, and also just pump up Philadelphia. Like, get the crowd excited for October. You know, if we're going into the postseason playing the way we were the past month, you know, it was tough to watch those games. So if you lay the hammer down on those teams that you need to lay the hammer down, it's going to get the city, you know, electrified.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting point about the crowd. I know Fritz has talked about this a lot on our podcast, the idea how the last few years, you know, you've had the excitement of them making it, you know, back to the playoffs and the excitement. And then that first year turned into, like, this is what we do at Citizens Bank Park. This is awesome. What an experience. Mm-hmm. We're getting into that point, though, where if, you know, it could start to turn. If they continue to lose in the playoffs, if these games, you know, if they start out slow in the playoffs, whatever, that stadium could turn quickly. So it is an interesting point, Dave, about the vibes in the crowd. Dave, you got an answer for us for a team name and a title?
I do. I have one main answer, and I have a bonus answer that goes with it. It's going to be the most Philly answer you're going to hear all day.
Okay. Give us your answer.
It's the song Eye of the Tiger from the movie Rocky.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good answer. I mean, Rocky doesn't count. I get what he's going for, but Rocky's Rocky. They're different things. But
oh, okay. Because I was like Rocky.
But Eye of the Tiger absolutely counts.
That's our second
a Richie favorite. Yeah, Tiger. The Detroit Tiger is very big on this show today, yeah. It appears.
A lot of Tigers and titles, I yeah. guess.
Tigers and Lions and Bears are mine. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we're going to talk to... Oh, and there we go. Let's go out on the line right now, the guest line, as we bring in our second Eagles player of the day, our second Eagles player that you can actually spend time with. Target Golf with Jake Elliott, a weekday in the spring, date to be selected by the Eagles Autism Foundation. You and two guests are going to get to play a round of Target Golf at Lincoln Financial Field with the one, the only Mr. Jake Elliott. Jake, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Great, Jake.
Jake, thank you for taking the time. Obviously, we'll get into the upcoming season and all that in just a minute, but... talk about this experience. I know you've done the Eagles autism items before. What is someone, or two people in this case, going to get by bidding on an afternoon with you?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun day. In the past, it's been probably 5 or 6 years now, I've always done something golf-related, whether it's a round or Target Golf at the Link. And I started leaning more towards this Target Golf at the Link because I think it's a cool experience where fans get their own day. They get the whole stadium to themselves. They kind of get to see it in a different realm, and it's a lot of fun to hit some balls into the field from the stands, from the field. Try to hit some balls through the uprights. It's just a fun experience. You get to hang around and just hit some golf balls.
Target,
a little bit different over there.
So is this something that you get to do often, Jake? Target golf at the Link.
I do not. I only get to do it during these experiences, so that's why I push for them.
This is unbelievable stuff. I mean, really, it's you and the bidder in the entire stadium all to your lonesome?
Yeah, that's correct. So we'll get the whole stadium to ourselves.
Wow, that's so neat.
Like, kind of like a private house for the day.
Wow.
What a private house to have.
So I hear all the time, Jake, that you are the best athlete on the Eagles team. How realistic is that statement?
I mean, I'll take it. I will take it. There's definitely some superior athletes on the team. I think if you put me in like a hand-eye coordinated sport, though, I feel pretty good about my chances.
Yeah. So it seems like golf, baseball, anything like that. It seems like you're. I mean, I know. Like it does seem like you usually win these things when you're going up against your teammates, whether it's golf or whatever. It does seem like you're on the better end of those things for the Eagles team.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I grew up playing a million sports and feel like that's kind of the reason for some of my success today. So I will take it. I'm not going to self-declare those honors, but I will
so,
take it.
I think that's a humble way to go. I appreciate that. Yeah.
How much more are we going to see of your athleticism with the new kickoff return, with the new kickoffs, with everything? I mean, I would assume that we've got some crazy brainstorming going on right now, right? Are we going to use you more?
We will see. Hopefully I'm not too much more involved as far as making tackles or anything like that, but, it is going to definitely change some things up. What that looks like is, kind of yet to be determined. I don't think anyone's really shown their cards yet in the preseason.
Yeah.
So, I think it's still going to be a little bit of a trial to see what this thing's really going to look like. But, I don't know. It's definitely added some excitement, added some pretty violent plays to the game, and we'll see how it goes.
Pretty violent plays. I like the sound of that a lot. How often is this a brainstorm where you guys are like, hey, the sky's the limit here? Like, we really, no one has done this before. We get to invent the plays. Like, this really is a unique opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And luckily, we got a really good coordinator, super young guy who's creative and unique. So, we'll definitely be trialing some stuff. We have been trialing some stuff, and we will see what it looks like. It's kind of yet to be determined, though, as I said.
Jake, you've made a lot. It feels like an inordinate amount of massive, important kicks since you've been here. Obviously, I think the 48-yarder in the Super Bowl, the biggest kick in Eagles history, and you've hit a lot of really important kicks and important moments. You know, we all go back to the 61-yarder that kind of got you going to start your Eagles career, really, or to kind of kick it off, and it's been great since then. in those moments, like the end of games kicks, the 50-yarder to win it or whatever, is your process exactly the same as it is for other kicks, or do you kind of go about it a little differently when it's all on the line?
No, I definitely have the same process. I think that's important just to kind of put my mind at ease, knowing what I'm getting into. In those specific moments, though, you can kind of feel like when you're going to get a game-winning drive or kind of feel out where you might be hitting a kick from. So I try to put myself in those situations as often as I can and kind of visualize when I'm over in the net. I mean, I'm totally left alone in the net. I think my teammates know not to come over during those times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, like if I feel like we're coming up on a right hash kick, I'll try to visualize a right hash kick into the net. It is just kind of like a zoned-in process that comes over you. And I, for whatever reason, have been in those situations a ton of times throughout my life. Through high school, through college, and then obviously I've had a bunch of them in the NFL. So it's moments like those where I feel comfortable now. I enjoy those moments. I always have, and I like to embrace those.
Yeah, we like when you embrace them as well.
Good
man.
Job embracing
yeah, seriously,
those.
Seriously, we love them. Yes. It's nice to have confidence in a kicker in those spots. Jake, one more for us. This training camp, obviously, Nick's still here, but a lot of changes on the coaching staff with the two new coordinators. Also, coming off in your time as an Eagle, I know you were here for the 4-11-1 season, but really the last 7 weeks of last year and then the playoff loss, the biggest collapse, the toughest, moments, I would say, since you've been here. How has this training camp been different? How does it feel in response to the end of last season with the new coordinators and all that moving forward?
Yeah, I think from top to bottom, there's been a ton of urgency and a lot of guys with a lot of fire under their skin from how that thing ended last year, and nothing but progress and good things going forward. And I think everyone understands that the work needed to be put in over the summer and throughout OTAs. And that's definitely what you saw. You saw a harder camp, a more focused, detailed camp, and everyone's definitely got a little bit in them right now. So we're excited to get this thing finally rolling for real and heading down to Brazil, get it started.
Love it. Love to hear it. Again, Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker. And one more time, you have a chance to spend the day with Jake Elliott at Target Golf at Lincoln Financial Field. You got the stadium to yourself hanging out with Jake. You can see what's your best score ever on a golf course, Jake?
64 is my best.
Oh my God. You are an insane golfer. A 64. That's pretty awesome, man. So you can see just how good Jake is. Maybe Jake will give you some golf pointers if you're looking for that too, because I'm sure he could. The bid is at $1,600 right now. We can get that way up. A chance to hang out with the greatest Eagles kicker of all time. Made the biggest kick in the history of the franchise. Jake, thank you so much for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, awesome stuff there. What a cool experience that would be. I think you mentioned it, Richie. I mean, the idea of just being in Lincoln Financial Field by yourself with Jake Elliott hanging out, hitting golf balls. Like, that's
so cool.
Definitely.
So
cool. Imagine.
Right? Like, that's, really again, neat. Like, we talk about these as once-in-a-lifetime experiences. They really, they really, really are. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, speaking of once-in-a-lifetime experience, we'll talk about how you can hang out, spend a day with the newest big-time Eagle, Saquon Barkley. A day of golf with him coming up in a minute. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chucky!
Hey! What's up, guys? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, guys.
Hi, Chuck.
Sorry, I'm talking to my kids. Let me get back into the mindset.
Hi, Chuck's kids.
Hey. Everybody says hello. Where was I? So I think the storyline today...
Are your kids tough, Chuck?
They both work for my firm. I'm very blessed. Life couldn't be better.
That's good.
That's awesome, man. No, that's Chuck. Amazing. That's really cool, man. Really cool.
Yeah, I can't talk about my kids.
Amazing.
Oh, I get it. Let's talk Phillies, Chuck. Right. What's on your mind, my friend?
Okay. So if
we threw you off with the kid talk, huh? I get it. Trust me. I feel you, Chuck. I sometimes can't. No, dude, we all have kids. I sometimes will look at my daughter and be like, I don't think it's possible for a human to love another human as much as I love you. So I feel you, buddy. Okay. Trust me.
Yeah. Let me rein this in. Tough guy here. All right, so if you're going to a game today with Ken from Cinnaminson, you're not going to win. Because if Walker pitches great, he's going to be upset. And if he gets bombed tomorrow, he's going to be sad. I told you so. But here's what I would say to Ken. Walk into the office with the solution to the problem. There is none. You're not going to pitch Phillips, who pitched.
That's what I've been trying to say, Chuck.
12 runs. So this is what you've got. So go back and look at other teams' fifth and sixth starter, and you're going to find guys with 5.5, 6.5 ERAs, too. It's common at fifth and sixth level starters.
Yeah, a lot of four starters pitch like that on certain teams, Chuck. I know. Yeah.
I think the storyline today is you look at Nola giving up four barrels last night, the night before Wheeler. When you got Wheeler and Nola, and it's postseason, and teams are coming into, they have no chance, it feels like. Man, if Nola's being Nola, this is so formidable, that 1-2 punch. That's such a great thing for postseason.
Well, especially to your earlier point, Chuck, in that the Phillies have a better 3-4 than most teams if those guys are on, than all teams, theoretically. So, it's the staff is, if they can, it seems that's the biggest. Nola last night, Rangers last start, Sanchez rounding back into form. Like, I feel like those four guys are the most important thing that the Phillies have going right now.
As far as being back, if the bar is 700 baseball, we'll never be back. First 60 games, 50 of them were against really soft sub-500 teams. So we're not going to produce that again. We have to be competitive against the better teams, and we are now. Kansas City, we faced two starters that had ballooned up in August, so you kind of take that for what it's worth.
But to be fair, on that side, Kansas City did just sweep the Guardians. They're now tied for first place in the AL Central. Like, the Royals are a good team. Yeah.
They're credible, absolutely credible wins. And now look what we're doing with Houston. Tremendous sign. Now we have a month left. Let's stay where we're at. That's it. So still going back to 700 baseball. Postseason is a different species. It's almost nothing like the regular season with breaks and home runs at the right time and who's hot pitching and the bounce of the ball.
No, you're right,
that's
Chuck.
Not predictable. All
it's right, totally Chuck. Different. Chuck, you got an answer for us?
Motions there. I joined late. I would just say spontaneously Lion King.
It's already said, but it's a great answer. Chuck, great call, brother. Great call. And look, I totally get the getting emotional about your kids sometimes. I'm that way, too. Well, speaking about emotional, look at this. Who doesn't get excited when they see Swoop walk into a room? What up, Swoop?
Hey.
Eagles mascot. Swoop, you got no big deal. No big deal. Look at this. Coming around the room.
Swoop's got some new headphones.
That was a good high five. Swoop and I just vibed in that high five.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
He's got some radio headphones on.
Look at this. Swoop. This
nice,
is good.
Those are sharp.
Yeah. So, Swoop.
Sensory wear.
That's right.
That's what the headphones are for.
Oh, are you the interpreter?
I'm just letting you know, because he's a bird. He can't speak.
But I knew that. That's good. Yeah. Yes. So, Swoop, and I guess in gesticulations, how you feeling about the season? Excited. It's good. You got it. That's good. It's time to start. Let's get going. Look at this.
It's time to go. I got all that. You speak bird.
I speak bird. Go birds. That's right. That's right. Beautiful thing. All right. So Swoop is in. It's a big day. Swoop is in because it's Eagles Radiothon Day. EaglesRadiothon.com. To bid on all kinds of amazing experiences. We've already talked about spending the day with Jeffrey Lurie. We've talked about a Super Bowl experience, going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. We've talked about spending an evening with Nick Foles at a Monday Night Football game. We've talked about a day with Jalen Hurts, getting to pick that brain, getting to know that guy. That, to me, just is so intriguing, to get to spend time with Jalen Hurts. But here's another. Our newest Eagle, or at least one of our newest Eagles, certainly the newest Eagle I think that the entire fan base is most excited about. Devin, would you like to play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley? Does that sound fun?
Yeah, I think so. Even though I'm terrible at golf and I would probably get smoked. But
me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, Saquon would whoop me, and I don't even know how good he is at golf.
I just assume he's good at every athletic feat he attempts.
Yeah, but like, Richie, I don't know about you. I think that since he's obviously we're excited about the player and, you know, having a fun running back and all that. But in terms of the way this guy comports himself off the field, the type of human being
he's always been such a stand-up
guy. And he seems like such a wonderful person.
Going on a golf course, you got 18 holes of just hanging out with the guy like Saquon Barkley.
Talking.
Been there and done that in the NFL at the college level at Penn State. Like, the stories through the years that he would have. He could avail you of all the inside secrets, all the scoop. It's just fascinating to hear what he's experienced to this stage. I mean, a young man who's got so many fascinating experiences under his belt already.
Yeah, and you can find out what he really thinks about the Giants and Daniel Jones and all. Just ask him. Sure. You know, you're on golf course, just hanging out.
He's been hanging out with Jalen an awful lot, yeah, too.
You get his thoughts on Jalen.
Let's find out more about that relationship.
I've been loving all of the, like, mic'd up segments that the Eagles have posted.
Oh, it's great.
Saquon, especially on social, of him, you know, at the open practice and then the preseason games where he's kind of looking at the crowd like, wow. Is it always like this? You haven't even seen a regular season game yet, Saquon. So welcome to Philly.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So you can, again, play around with Saquon Barkley some weekday in the spring. The date will be selected by the Eagles Autism Foundation. You and two guests, so three of you, create a foursome with Saquon Barkley. You'll enjoy 18 holes of golf at the Union League Liberty Hill. With Saquon Barkley, one also get a football autographed by Saquon Barkley. That alone is amazing. This bid is at $5,700. That is way, way too low to spend a day with Saquon Barkley. This is a, again, unbelievable experience, especially his first year in Philly.
He's going to change our season.
Oh, I like this.
He's going to change the course of the Eagles. Like, he's changing our prospects for the year. Our offense will run at a different level, and then that turns things around for the defense as well. Like, Saquon gives us the ultimate chance to be the best team out there. I believe that, and I'm not putting the cart before the horse. It gives us the chance to be the best team out there. It feels right. It's the right recipe.
So there's the difference between Richie and I. Richie is like, you get to hang out with the guy who's going to change this franchise. He's going to be so important. All that. I was thinking like, hey, new to the area. Now I know he lived here before, but he's been away for a while. Like, maybe you could be his friend. He doesn't have that many friends yet. You get to go hang out with him for 18 holes.
Like, hey, we're going to be best
friends. I could make Saquon my best friend. Like, think about that opportunity that you have in front of you.
I would approach it the same way,
right?
Too. It
like,
wouldn't be like, oh, let me get some
It's like a friend
analysis.
Tryout.
I'd be like, I'm going to make him my
Like Joe and Barnett?
Like Joe and Fred Barnett. Look, if Joe and Fred Barnett can be best friends, then Saquon Barkley and me can be best friends.
What are you going to do at poor Saquon's house then?
I will not use the toilet. I'll tell you that much. That's for sure. Awesome item to bid on. $5,700, way too low for that. So get in on that. Now we continue to tell you about some of the more awesome items that you can bid on at the Eagles Radiothon. Again, at eaglesradiothon.com. And again, including if you just want to, you know, you don't want to get in on the big items, but you want to get something and you want to donate and help the charity, $30 right now. If you want to get involved, you can support by purchasing the official 2024 Eagles Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Donate $30 right now. Bang! Available for a limited time at eaglesradiothon.com. So get on that now. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has an incredible leases on a Blazer EV and Equinox EV together. Let's drive. Are the Phillies back? Yes or no? We'll check the results next hour. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Kenny from the Dirty 30. What up, Ken?
Good morning. I'm all prepared to talk about the Phillies. Just a little observation. It seems like every road I'm driving on right now is getting paved.
So
it's like every single paving contract.
It's so funny you said that, Kenny. So by my house on Grace Ferry Road, there is a spot that I have lived there for in that area for almost a decade now. And that road has been a disaster the entire time I have lived there. I hate it. I have to go in the other lane to go around. I drive it every day of my life. I drove it yesterday. It's all brand new and paved. I was like,
there
this is
go.
Life-changing. So it does seem like it's going around
so
right
now. So it pays
now,
off sometimes.
Yes, eventually. Yes, all these years in.
Yeah, it's just, I've hit so many potholes in my half-hour ride through the city right now on the way to Cape May. But I've been to the Phillies the past two nights, and it's first off, they had, for the first time I think in a while, they had less than 40,000 people. I mean, they had just shy of 40,000. And there's a lot of people I was talking to, including me, that really thought this team was done. After that 5-0 loss to the Marlins, I wrote them off. I said, this season's over. And it seems like every time I write the Phillies off in the past, that's when they start getting hot again. I don't know if I have
anything
to do with it or not.
So that's the key. But we need to, if the Phillies start struggling, Kenny, write them off.
I remember 2010, I declared them Don Heartless, and then they finished the season 49-19. And so I'm declaring them done and completely out of it, and, you know, let's go Eagles, and then let's see what happens after that.
This is good work by you, Ken. I appreciate your service here.
Yes.
It's good.
But the other thing I want to talk about last night, one of the funniest plays I've seen in forever was that perfectly placed 9-iron.
Yeah, well, back. Especially because, Ken, usually when you see that play, it's usually a miscommunication or a guy just, you know, kind of gets to it and bounces off his glove. That was actually a situation where I don't think the Astros did anything wrong. I think the ball was hit to the one exact spot between the three guys where it would fall no matter what.
Oh my God! It was
one of the odds.
It was right. It was unbelievable.
Five players standing there.
Like they didn't do anything wrong. They played it perfectly. It just fell right in there.
I'm glad no one was hurt, but it was objectively hilarious.
Oh yeah,
well.
It was great. It was great.
So much nicer being on the other side of that. The Keystone Cops.
Oh my God!
Thing.
I know.
And I still can't get over how short Altuve is.
Oh, he's so tiny.
You watch him. Yeah, between him and Stott, it looks like I'm watching my son's 14-year-old already.
And Stubbsy out there. You're all set. You know, they should have been Stubbs there.
Oh, that's right. Put Stubbs out there. Let's make it a trio. Yeah.
Ken, you got an answer for us, a team name and a title?
Well, this one, the title is the name. It's not the greatest movie in the world. Warren Beatty about the Russian Revolution.
Oh, Reds.
Called Red.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good answer. It was a Best Picture winner, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But I agree, it's long and maybe not my favorite. But good answer. Red's a legitimate answer. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Rich in Swedesboro. What up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How you doing, you youngins down there? All talking about worrying about 43 and 50. Come on, give me a break.
What are you at, Rich?
How old are you?
Well, I'll be 69 in October, and my wife just celebrated her 70th.
Wow.
Because if she hadn't done that, I would definitely get on a Saquon Barkley golf tour, but I bought her a present that she wanted for her 70th.
Oh, that's nice, man. Nice. That's nice.
That's a worthy sacrifice.
So here's what you should do is you should go to your wife and say, hey, early 70th birthday party, why don't you get me the Saquon Barkley thing? And then...
maybe it was a facelift, you know, and they get expensive, you know, but it looks like I'm going out with a 40-year-old, you know.
That's cool.
John, listen.
Yeah.
I used to go with it, first of all, just talk to Joe Wechter was great because I used to be in the studio a lot. I did have met you once, but you were kind of didn't want to talk to anybody that day. You came in and it looked like you were in a deluge. You were soaking wet. I don't know what you got caught in a rainstorm or something and walked in and you didn't want to talk to anybody. So I stayed the hell away from you.
Here's what I'll say, anyway. Rich. I will say Richie sometimes has a don't want to talk to anyone face, but he actually does like to talk to people and he's a very friendly human. But sometimes you do have that face where you just kind of, you look mad for no reason. I'm like, what's going on?
I've gotten
used to knowing that you're not mad.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I'm told I frown.
Yeah,
a lot.
And I just stayed away. Well, you were soaking wet. You're coming into work, and you were soaking wet. You got off the elevator, and you're going into the studio, and you look. It was kind of comical, but I kept my mouth shut. You know? I don't get my ass kicked.
Yeah, you know that's
not when you know you're old.
Wow.
When you go into a Chinese restaurant, you know they have the Zodiac menu.
Yes.
The Chinese says, and you're. Your birthday's not even on there anymore.
Oh no! That you're right. That's a tough one.
You know. But anyway, as far as the Phillies, you know, I always been a Phillies fan. You know, and I started thinking back to '62 when they started doing all this losing, and I'm going, God, this is not Gene Mauch. This is Topper. I know he's a better manager, and we do have four good pitchers. We're not using just two. So we're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You know, teams are smarter. Managers are smarter, and this team's going to pull things through. I'm really, really feeling good about it. So
yeah, and look,
everybody's got to relax. They all wanted this guy fired.
No, well, yeah, I think people went too far with the Topper, hate overboard, but. Look, I think there are spots where Topper has deserved criticism. I think he can still get a little too over-reliant on trusting his guys and stuff like that. But I agree with you. I think Topper's done a better job than people have probably given him credit for. But look, we get mired in these slumps, the team's struggling. You know, it's hard not to react in the moment. That's why I'm always saying it's a long season. It's just sometimes you can, get weighed down by it because it's all we got.
Well, we're all fans. We're all fans. We second-guessed every coach that we've ever had.
Yeah,
and
well, that's true.
The way it is, you know, it's the way it is. But anyway,
you got an answer for John. Rich? You got an answer for us? A team name?
Honestly, I don't. You know, I'm just got off here at Secaucus. I'm going by Giant Stadium right now. I'm thinking, I'm wearing my Eagle. I'm going to be eating at a place called Red's later today. I don't know if you've ever heard of it up here by Giant Stadium, but that's like their
Red's,
it's like their chicken.
Wow, that was literally the answer of the last car. Hey, great call, Rich. He's saying, I mean, like, this is not a winning answer. So, like, Giants, Giants, Giants. I know. Not just say Little Giants?
Little
Giants. Sitting right there. Or other, I mean, like, I'll leave them on. There are many Giants.
Yes.
Giant things out there. Oh, by the way, quickly, Buddy texted and said that Rocky should count. My thought was that the Rocky Mountain, I guess it should count probably because, you know.
But no, I had the same thought process as you because it's not like Rockies, Rocky is a
but it's not exactly.
And it's spelled different.
So, like, it probably should. But either way, he said Eye of the Tiger first. You can't take two answers. So, he probably should have led with Rocky. But it's our what we do is we always give the first one. So, Eye of the Tiger counts anyway. But I actually think I agree with my buddy. I think Rocky should have counted. So, there you go. 215-592. Just to clarify there, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll continue to tell you about the awesome, awesome items that you can bid on for Eagles Radiothon at EaglesRadiothon.com. Plus, the Phillies, your calls on the Phillies. Plus, an interesting comment from Rob Thompson about what we were just talking about a minute ago. Topper on that, on the approach at the plate and all that. A little bit more. It's The Morning Show. We're coming right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.